Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Alan Young. For nearly six decades, the national championship air races have been a fixture in Reno, thrilling fans with high-speed aerial displays. The event started in 1964, and since 1966, it's been held at Reno Stead Airport. But last year marked the end of an era. This weekend, the Reno Air Show will thrill fans before the races move to Roswell, New Mexico, next year. Today, we'll look back on the history of this event and how the air race grew into a global phenomenon. We'll also explore why the races are coming up to an end in Reno and what fans can expect moving forward. Joining us today is Tony Logoteta, Chief Operating Officer of the Reno Air Racing Association. Tony, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
This year marks 60 years of aviation in Nevada and at Reno. Some people may not realize the impact of this annual show on the overall sport. How did the Reno Air Racing Association turn the national championship air races into a global event?
Well, the event started back in 1964 when Bill Stead and others decided to get together and sort of get air racing going again. It had been pretty much stopped for a couple decades up to that point. And, you know, they say the rest is history, but really it's grown over the years and been pretty incredible. They started with a few classes and we grew it all the way up to seven, with our most recent being the Stoll Drag folks a few years ago. And it's just become this incredible global event. We call it a family because people come from all over the world to see it. The reason they do that is you can't see it anywhere else in the world the way we do it here.
So this year there's going to be an air show, not a race. What's the difference between the two?
Well, in a race, you have planes up wingtip to wingtip the way we do it, competing, trying to win the race and win the trophy and ultimately, you know, go home with the trophy at the end of the week. This is an air show similar to the one you guys have down there, the California Capital Air Show. It's similar to that in that we have all kinds of wonderful planes and pilots that are highly skilled and incredible going up and actually performing rather than racing. So they're doing aerobatic performances and everything from, you know, little flip-flop planes up to very fast jets. So we have the Blue Angels coming this year. We have the Canadian Snowbirds, F-16 Viper, and about a dozen civilian acts coming as well. So it's an incredibly exciting event, just different from racing. There's no actual competition.
That sounds really exciting. I used to watch the Blue Angels for my birthday. They would come out on October 12th. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was a fixture in my life. And I'm sure people are really excited in Reno. So it was announced last year that the race, not the show, would continue running at the Reno Stead Airport. Why did the race end in Nevada?
Yeah, so we announced last year that 2023 would be the last year of racing at Reno Stead. After, well, six decades here, of course, we lost 2020 to COVID. And that was basically a decision by the airport authority here that they were ready to do some other things with the airport. And, you know, we had some discussions and we were hoping to get a little bit more. But at the end of the day, we got the license for 2023, and that was the last air show here. One of our requests was, you know, since next year, 2024 now, would have been our 60th race, could we possibly do an air show if we can pull something together? They ended up honoring that request. That's how we're here. As far as the transition, you know, it's been interesting and exciting. We're working on that at the same time.
So I understand that this area, the Reno Stead Airport, it's just kind of grown bigger. There's more housing around the area. There's more development in general. What sort of safety precautions are in place for the air show?
No, we have, safety is number one. Number one priority is and always has been safety. Yes, it has developed a lot out here. And that's, you know, I think one of the reasons that the airport authority gave. As far as the air show goes, in any aviation event, we're running in cooperation with the FAA, and they issue a waiver for us to do what we do, and they look at the safety of the whole operation, and if they don't think it's safe, they don't issue a waiver. So that's our fallback. Those are the folks that we report to, and we get that waiver every year, and we do everything we can.
So you guys are all federally stamped and approved.
So absolutely.
This weekend show is celebrating the 60th anniversary of this historic air race, as you mentioned.
Right.
Can you tell me about the origin of the sport overall? I'm curious about, you know, for those of us that don't know the history, I did a little bit of reading, and what's the connection between military pilots who fought in World War I and II and just the evolution of the sport?
Well, I think since flight was invented, you've had competition. It's just our nature, right? When there's a new invention, we always want to race it. We want to see who can do it better, who can do it faster, who can make the most innovation. So that's kind of where this has all come from. And it's developed over time, of course. You know, you have the same thing with car racing or pick something, motorcycle racing, anything. And it's tied in with the military forever. You know, it's one of those things where pilots that are out here, we have astronauts, we have combat pilots, we have crop dusters, we have people from all walks of life that come out here and race, and it's been like that over the years. So it's a really interesting mix of folks who make it happen, and it's been like that pretty much from the start.
I'm curious what these pilots have in common. You know, they come from different walks of life in the aviation field, but has this always been a sport for those more free-spirited daredevils and adrenaline junkies?
Well, I don't know that for sure, but I do know they have a lust for life. I can tell you that much. Whatever walk of life they are from, they definitely have a lust for life, and they love aviation and they love competition. So they come out here to do what they love to do.
And how so? What do they get out of it? What do they talk about when they're up there and when they complete a race?
I've heard lots of different things. I've heard of how time just slows down and they're just in their happy place in that moment. Like, this is the place where they feel they were meant to be. That's what I've heard a lot from some of the pilots. And they're born with a bug to compete and to race. And those that love aviation, this gives them the opportunity to do that in a plane. And that's pretty special and it's pretty rare.
That is cool. They enter some sort of flow state or like a area of the sublime while they're in their cockpit. I'm curious, how do pilots practice for a race? Are there training flights or laps? What do they do?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, back to safety, number one, of course. We have a racing, we call it Pylon Racing Seminar. We do in the spring to early summer every year when we're having a race. Obviously, this year with an air show, we didn't do one. And we bring out all the rookies who have not flown in the race before or have not flown in a few years. They're required to attend if they want to race in the event that year. And they go through all the classroom exercises, flying out on the course with experienced racers. And if they, at the end, are deemed ready, then they become certified and then they're able to race in the event. Oftentimes people will come out and they'll go through the week and they'll practice and they'll go through class. And the trainers may come back and say, you know, you're doing good, but you're not quite ready. And in those cases, they don't certify them yet because, once again, as I said earlier, safety is number one. So they go through all that, and then we invite the certified racers to come back and participate in that racing seminar every year, because the more practice, the better, as far as we're concerned. So that's our big training exercise. The classes all also have their own accreditation through the FAA, and they have their own training syllabus and requirements to be a part of their class. So even to get to the point where they're going to come to PRS, they have to have done a lot of flying and a lot of specific flying in the aircraft they're going to race. So there's a lot of background that goes into it.
So just to be clear, this year's event is a show, not a race.
Yes.
We went over that. But looking back at the history of the air race, which was this flagship event for Reno, there were some fatal crashes and accidents. A 2011 crash killed a pilot and 10 spectators. And even in the last year of the race, 2023, two pilots were killed in a collision. I understand this is a difficult subject to talk about, but can you remind our listeners what happened in these two events?
What happened in those two events, you know, it's out there. As far as the most recent one this last year, the two pilots came together in the landing sequence and was not during racing. And it was tragic and heartbreaking. And at the end of the day, you know, anytime you're out racing motorsports, there's inherent risk to the people that are involved, to the pilots, to those participating in the event, right? And they all know it. They all practice hard, and we are never okay with losing anyone. So we do everything we can to prepare them in advance. We do everything we can operationally to get everything ready for them. And we always work with both the FAA and the NTSB on any suggestions during, previous to, and after an event that might help in the future. So that's our commitment to safety, and we've done everything that they've ever asked us to do.
It's commendable. Air races have been around for over a century, but the general public may not hear about them as much as maybe they used to in the past. For those loyal fans, what do you think has them coming back year after year?
It's an incredible spectacle. The freedom and the excitement of being able to watch people do something so rare. For those who have the bug, for those who have come to see it, it is really tough to deny, and it's tough to get out of your blood. But at the end of the day, I think it's the family. We call it our September family or air race family, and it's crowd, it's volunteers, it's pilots and crew and sponsors and vendors and exhibitors and everybody who comes out here. You feel like a part of the family. And it's this incredible group that comes together to celebrate something that's really, really unique in the world. You can't see this anywhere else in the world. It's the only one of its kind. And people love it. It's got an incredible place in people's hearts, and we all love each other out here too. So I think at the end of the day, you know, they say the planes bring them out, the people bring them back. And I think that's really a big part of what we have here. It's a very special thing.
Tony, just in our final 20 seconds, do you think there'll be another Reno Air Show in the future or any aviation events in that region? Or is this going to be a one and done event for this year?
Well, this one is the only one that's guaranteed. We are holding our first race at the new location in Roswell, New Mexico in 2025. And so we're not trying to do one then. We're going to have some discussions after this show, and we'll see if we're able to do one in the future. But it would be 2026 or later if it does happen. But right now, this is the one that's guaranteed. Don't want to miss it. Friday's a night show. Saturday, Sunday are full day shows. We'll have the Snowbirds on Friday night doing a very rare twilight show. So it's going to be incredible, and I hope people will come up to see it.
Well, Tony, thank you so much for joining us and for telling us about this the show. It sounds very exciting, and best of luck with the event.
All right. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Tony Lagoteta, Chief Operating Officer of the Reno Air Racing Association, has been talking about this weekend's Reno Air Show, celebrating 60 years of aviation in Reno, Nevada. That's Insight for today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Alan Young, in for Vicky Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.